The small self, the temporary self, talking to the real self or the divine self. I have this image of a yo-yo as who I think I am, with a string attached to the finger of the self, who I really am. This yo-yo was dropped many times and numerous times, daily, hourly, minute by minute. And then it would be coming up and touching the finger and going down with fear and anxiety of thinking, how am I going to hit the ground and what would be the result of that fall. And yet the finger never allowed the yo-yo to hit the ground. It was just so close to it. And the yo-yo would say to itself, next time when I go down, I will control it. I make sure that I don't hit the ground in order to not have fear about it. And then when the yo-yo would go up, it would be very happy that I am getting close to going up and up and up and being able to touch the finger. One of this time that yo-yo was going up and hitting the finger, the realization came. Am I the yo-yo or am I the finger? And this started a new journey. And the yo-yo started to talk and think to itself, if I'm just the yo-yo, then whose hand is touching me and at times holding me in its palm? Then who is God? Who is the one that can drop me down so close to the ground and pull me up and then catch me in the palm of his hand or her hand? The contemplation of the yo-yo continued as the up and down begin to have less dramatic effect on the yo-yo. This went on for a long, long time. Most of the life of the yo-yo. Until one day, again, suddenly the thought came, who is seeing the yo-yo going up and down? Is there really a yo-yo that I call myself to be? Or am I the hand that drops and catches it? Is yo-yo separated from the hand? Or is it a part of the hand? Or is it just the hand? When the yo-yo would find itself in the palm of the hand, it felt secure, content, and happy. So you yearned to be in the palm rather than going up and down, up and down. And then that this process is slowed down the stain in the palm got longer and drop and fall and rise became less dramatic. One day, by a clear water, it dawned on the yo-yo. I am the hand. The yo-yo was just a reflection of myself, like the reflection of the trees in the calm water. Then the yo-yo began to contemplate on the hand rather than up and down of the movement. The more yo-yo contemplated on the palm, the more palm the yo-yo became. Then all the activities that was not making sense, in a split second, not that they made sense, they just lost the reality. And one day, suddenly, when the hand opened and the finger was ready to drop the yo-yo, there was only a palm of the hand. No yo-yo, no string, and no movement of the yo-yo. This is the story that the non-self is telling the self. And the self is listening with a chuckle and joy. At last.